This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. The future of business is mobile? Welcome to November. What am I supposed to do without my cell phone? Years ago, this question was repeated day after day as people who watched Eddie Murphy and a young Raven Simone, who is quite the entrepreneur herself, in Dr. Dolittle too. At the time, many of us wondered the same thing as we flipped our cell phones and called our friends and texted our family. What started out as just a few young people's addiction has now turned into an everyone addiction. Now what was just a flip phone has now turned into a smartphone, and they are everywhere. If that doesn't seem to be reality in your world, here's some numbers from a post earlier this year by Business Insider, which was titled "There Will Soon Be a Smartphone for Every 5 People in the World." By the end of this current year, 2013, 1.4 billion smartphones will be in use, 798 million of them will run Android, 294 million will run Apple's iOS, and 45 million will run Windows Phone, according to a new study by Abbey Research. Read more. The Mobile Industry Infographic, via Teach a CEO. That's a lot of smartphones, and it's still growing, but what does that mean for entrepreneurs and business owners? The truth is, it depends. If you are a business owner trying to reach clients and customers, it could mean that you might want to develop a mobile plan into your overall marketing plan. This includes having a mobile-friendly website and maybe even developing your own app. Read more. How to get a mobile app for your business, via Rescue a CEO. For those that are looking to develop a business, it could mean that you become a mobilepreneur or an app entrepreneur and start develop the next Angry Birds app, or even develop apps for small businesses. Or if you are a busy entrepreneur who is looking to become more productive and efficient, maybe it's figuring out how to leverage your new Apple iPhone 5C or your Samsung Galaxy S4 for your business. See also, we celebrate and empower entrepreneurs. Welcome to April, innovation. If that's not enough, the truth is that there's an entrepreneur that is running his entire business from a smartphone. This businessman is using Asana to organize and delegate, checking his email with the Gmail app, getting updates on his competitors with Google Alerts, using Square to take payments, leveraging Hootsuite to make updates to his Twitter and Facebook, texting his secretary, in another part of the world, for daily updates, managing his calendar, and the often forgotten just plain answering the phone. Read more. Life on the Run, Best Business Apps to Help the Mobile Entrepreneur, via Rescue a CEO. Mobile is here to stay, and this month we will show you how to leverage your smartphone, and we'll also look at what these devices mean for the future of business and how it will even shape our world. November giveaway. As always, we have a giveaway, and this month we are giving away a $50 gift card to Amazon.com. To enter, let us know in the comments below, 1. How you're using mobile in your business, and 2. What you think is the future of mobile. Thanks as always, Gresh. We need to be where our reader, our customers, are, and our readers, our customers, are mobile. Paul Walborski, CEO, GigaOM. Don't forget, sign up for our newsletter here, http://april.com/orpex. Like us on Facebook here, https://www.facebook.com/coblognation. For a free consultation with Blue16 Media, contact us at email protected. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.